Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This show is for college recruiting fans.
What a run! He's got a lane! Wow! Touchdown! What an athlete!
College recruiting, high school prospects, and more. This is Recruiting with Oregon Live's Andrew Nemec. Brought to you by Power Rents, your local family-owned independent equipment rental company in Portland, Salem, and Vancouver. Online at powerrents.com.
Hoo-wee.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan, Odyssey app, and 1080thefan.com.
We are in the midst of the early signing period for all sports except football. And I feel like it's kind of been a tale of 2 weeks. In football, you've had kind of a wild, unpredictable stretch in the recruiting trail, and we'll get to that in the second half of the show, because there's been a lot of twists and turns. We've got kids telling us they're visiting, and then they're not visiting. We've got kids telling us they're looking at other schools, and then they're not looking at other schools. Some of it's good news for Oregon. Some of it's bad news for Oregon. And then we have what should be, or what tends to be, a pretty dramatic signing period. Early signing period, are we going to see flips? Are we going to see surprise commitments? Are we going to see? There was nothing. Oregon men's basketball, Oregon State men's basketball, Oregon women's basketball, Oregon State women's basketball, all signed exactly who's been committed for at least a month. No major fireworks, no major excitement. And I should preface with, Oregon technically has not signed their class yet, but they expect to Friday. And while everyone else tends to announce on the first day of the early signing period, which was Wednesday, Oregon has traditionally waited till Thursday or Friday to announce it. And they've got a great class. Dior Johnson, when he committed, was the number three player in the nation, number one point guard in the country. He's expected to sign, as everyone expects. His projection is De'Aaron Fox. That'll work. Potentially a one-and-done player. If he's not, he's going to be a very, very special multi-year addition. And then Kel Elware. When he first was being recruited by Oregon, a good player in the 50s or 60s, he's all the way up to the number 14 player in the country. There are some rankings, Rivals rankings, has Kel Ware, the 6'11 center, as a higher rated prospect than Dior Johnson. Those two are both special, both projected to be first round NBA draft picks. Kel Ware, supposed to sign tomorrow in a ceremony at his high school. Dior Johnson has tweeted, "Go Ducks." He's all in on the Ducks. Everything's good there. They just haven't announced it. Things are good. Oregon State got a late addition in Tyler Bilodeau. I should probably know that.
Great. That's a Fairly Odd Parents reference I just made, by the way.
I had no idea. I just went with it with like a derpy little sound effect.
It kind of worked, I guess.
I don't know if it did.
I mean, now you're talking about it, so you really pulled attention to it.
I know. Now we're just keeping it going. They land Tyler great late bloomer in basketball, and there's a lot of upside there for Oregon State. He's really their only addition, and yet I think you're pretty happy with him, a 6'7", 6'8" shooter out of the state of Washington. His dad was drafted into the NHL. His mom was drafted into the WNBA, obviously years ago, and he's really skyrocketed up in the rankings to the point that he's pretty solidly, for this year, the number one prospect out of the state of Washington. Generally speaking, that's a major get. There are years where that's a five-star recruit, and obviously Tyler's not that. But he's a very nice get who had a number of offers late. So if you're Oregon, you're thrilled with your class because you got two five-star prospects and, again, potential one-and-dones, elite additions. If you're Oregon State, you get a guy who fits in nicely with what Wayne Tinkle has gotten, which is really, really good wings. And you look at kind of what Trace Tinkle was, and that's what Tyler could be down the road as he develops. He might be a little bit better shooter. He's probably not as good all around, but a really nice piece. And then they're high school kids, so they wouldn't say hold my beer, but they might say hold my Gatorade. The Oregon and Oregon State women's basketball programs. Yeah, that's nice, Oregon. 2 5-star prospects. Yeah, that's nice, Oregon State. A real nice addition. Oregon Ducks women's basketball finishes with the number one recruiting class in the nation. Oregon State Beavers women's basketball finishes with the number 3 recruiting class in the nation. Oregon finishes with the number one recruiting class in the nation for the second time in 3 years during the early signing period, and they got all of it done on the first day. Oregon State also got all of their signings done on the first day. Both programs sign 4 prospects, and we'll start with Oregon State. Oregon State signs Tamia Gardner, the number 6 player in the country, a really talented forward, and Reagan Beers, the number 10 player in the country. Oregon State and UConn are the only 2 programs in the country to sign 2 of the top 10 players in the country. Oregon State and UConn. It's really impressive. They round out the class with Lily Hansford, a very, very good shooter, and Adley Blacklock out of Texas, a really talented player. It ends up being the number 3 class in the nation, a very, very good group for Scott Ruick. And it is another year in which Oregon State signs 5-star prospects. And you can go back as far as ESPN's history goes back, which isn't very long in Oregon's in women's basketball rankings, and they've gotten a 5-star every year. This isn't new. There was a couple years ago with Sabrina Satu and Ruthie's team that made the Final Four. That year, Oregon and Oregon State played each other, and 9 of the 10 starters were 5-star prospects, and the 6th person, the 6th member off the bench, was also a 5-star prospect. So 10 of the first 11 players to come onto the court when Oregon played Oregon State a few years ago were 5-star prospects. That's how good Oregon and Oregon State women's basketball recruiting has been. They're lapping the field when it comes to recruiting. As good as Mario Cristobal's done, he hasn't landed the number 1 recruiting class in the country. Kelly Graves has done it twice in 3 years. Kelly Graves deserves a ton of credit. His class this year is very, very special. Again, that 2020 class was the number 1 class in the country, but they signed 5 players. This year, they did it with only 4. Chance Gray is the number 7 player in the country, the number 2 point guard. She's the 2nd highest rated signee in the history of the Oregon women's basketball program, behind only Sabrina Ionescu. That's pretty good. Grace Van Sluten's the number 13 player in the country with a lot of upside. There are folks who believe that she could end up being one of the top 5 players in this class when it's all said and done. Really good athlete. She's working on trying to dunk. So that gives you an idea. She's not real big. She's not this huge 6'6", 6'7" player. And in warmups, she can borderline dunk. Grace Van Sluten, number 13 player in the country. Very good, all-around, well-rounded player. Jenna Asai is one of the top 35 players in the country. There are some people who believe she's going to be very, very good before it's all said and done. And then Kennedy Brown rounds out the class, a top 60 prospect nationally. 6'7", runs the floor, can shoot it. Can kind of do it all at 6'7", high upside. If you're Oregon, you really, really, really bummed out the likes of Ohio State, Arizona, and Arizona State, because Chance Gray and Grace Van Sluten, the number 7 and number 13 players in the country, were both from the state of Ohio. Jenna Asai and Kennedy Brown, 2 of the top 60 players in the country that Oregon signed, are from Arizona. So they went to Ohio for 2 5-stars. They went to Arizona for 2 4-stars. It ends up being the number 1 class in the nation. And for some reason, Pac-12 kind of has a hard time recruiting in men's basketball, at least at the level of the ACC, the SEC, the Big Ten. We obviously know that's the case in football. A lot of West Coast talent goes elsewhere. Not the case in women's basketball. When it's all said and done, the Pac-12 is going to sign five of the top six classes in the nation. So there's a lot of fireworks in the sense that it was a really good run for Oregon and Oregon State women's basketball, and certainly for Oregon men's basketball, getting two five-stars in Dior Johnson and Kal-El Ware, but no fireworks. And that's kind of the case nationally. We just went through a college basketball signing period, and we're not quite done with it. Obviously, it extends through Friday. But we just went through an early signing period in which, before it even began on Wednesday, all of the five stars in the country were already committed. All of them. There were no announcements during the early signing period for five-star prospects. There were only three top 100 players in the country who announced anywhere. And a lot of them were late bloomers. So 97 of the top 100 prospects were either already committed and simply signed, or were uncommitted and remained uncommitted. That doesn't happen that often. You definitely don't see that in football. Think of football signing day, especially when it was back in February. We'd have, you know, guys, they'd commit to Georgia and bring out a puppy. Or you'd have guys who would commit to a school, their mom would cry and run off stage. We had none of that in basketball this year. No major decommitment, period, in women's college basketball. Not one. No flip, period, among the top 30, 40 players in the country. None. Nobody flipped at all. There was nothing. In college basketball on the men's side, no five-star commitments, no major, major flips. We did see a decommitment, but he didn't commit anywhere else. It was all status quo. So that's why we go through the early signing period in basketball, and you see a little bit of buzz about it, but it's not some overwhelming, it's signing day, put it on ESPN, blow it up, because there's no drama. I mean, look at the Oregon Ducks. The Oregon Ducks are expected to announce signing one of the top point guards in the nation and one of the top centers in the nation, both five-star prospects. And you haven't heard much about it this week. Oregon will roll it out on Friday. It'll be a Friday news dump that they assigned two of the top players in program history. We're going to get to Oregon football. That's where the drama is right now, because there's a lot going on in the world of Oregon football. You've got five-star prospects saying they're going to visit Oregon, and they don't. One of Oregon's five-star commitments was talking about visiting other schools, ended up not taking those trips, but still might. We'll break all of that down in the second half of the show. But next, I want to have Oregon coach Kelly Graves on the show to talk about this recruiting class. Oregon signs the number one women's basketball class in the country. I'll break it down with Kelly Graves next on Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan, Odyssey app, and 1080thefan.com.
Joining me now after signing the nation's number one recruiting class for the second time in 3 years, it's Oregon women's basketball coach Kelly Graves. Coach, how you doing?
Andrew, man, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful evening here in Eugene. I'm actually out on the patio on our little swing and just rocking.
Nice, nice. You get to celebrate today after signing the number one recruiting class in the nation. When were you aware that your class was in that territory? Because I know you, more than even most coaches, really don't actually pay much attention to the rankings until everything's kind of done.
Yeah, well, you nailed it. I really don't pay attention. We don't recruit a player because they're ranked highly or whatever. We go after what we feel like we need and try to recruit those players that not only fit that need, but fit who we are and how we play. And so I never really worry about it. I let others do that, I guess. So honestly, I haven't thought about it. I guess there was an ESPN article a couple of weeks ago that was the first time I'd really ever thought about it. But again, like I said, we're just, I feel like we get the number one recruiting class every year because we're getting those players that we like. And to me, that's the most important thing.
Well, you know, I follow recruiting pretty religiously. And so I was kind of watching it and I was like, man, I think Oregon and Oregon State are going to finish both in the top three or four. And it's going to be neck and neck. Oregon's got four of the top 60 players in the country. And I'm kind of doing the math unofficially because there really isn't a big ranking that you can follow year round in women's basketball. Maybe we need it. Maybe we don't. Maybe you don't like the attention of it. But it really wasn't solidified until that ESPN article came out a few weeks ago that, oh my gosh, Oregon's one, Oregon State's three, and the Pac-12 signs five of the nation's top six classes. What does it mean to be a part of this conference knowing that really every time you step out on the court, almost everybody in the conference has at least one or two elite talents that you've got to really game plan for and be ready for?
Well, I love it. I think that's why we've become the premier conference in the country. I mean, Stanford won the national championship last year. I think we were odds on favorite to do so the year before. I think you're going to see teams, up there year in and year out. And because it starts with recruiting, you know that. So, yeah, as fun as it is to say, yeah, we have this great class, well, so does everybody else.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I think Mario, they've had such great success in football. But, see, they're up there. There's no other Pac-12 team that's even close. So, I guess is a good thing. I mean, we're kind of keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak.
Right. Well, let's get into this recruiting class. We're talking to Oregon women's basketball coach Kelly Graves, signed the number one recruiting class in the nation for the second time in 3 years. We'll start. It's funny to call it on the lower end of the rankings because they're all four incredibly special talents, and you could not predict right now who's going to be the, well, maybe you could. I certainly couldn't predict who's going to be the best of the group right now. Kennedy Brown, a 6'7" post out of Arizona. Sometimes you get those 6'7" women and they really kind of struggle with coordination. What I see from her on film, she can really run the floor and she's pretty athletic at 6'7". Looks like she could do a lot of good things.
Yeah, Kennedy Basham, she's from Pinnacle High School down there in the Phoenix area. Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, at 6'7", she really has great feet, good motor, but runs the floor really well. For those of our fans that might be listening, she runs similarly to Lydia Giomi, who was a great athlete end to end. So Kennedy's got that. She's got great timing. She's right now I've put her in the very, very good defensive category. Offensively, she's still a work in progress, but defensively she's about as good as there is for a center in the country. So we I just like her. She's a great young woman. Her brother is 7'1", I think, and he's a freshman at Pepperdine. So it's a tall family.
It's a basketball family for sure. Jenna Asai, the number 36 player in the country, the number 6 wing, another player out of Arizona, two 4-star prospects out of Arizona. What does Jenna bring to the table as a versatile, talented wing?
Well, she's a winner, first and foremost. State champion down there at Valley Vista, comes from just a tremendous program. National champion, she played for the Cal Stars Nike EYBL outfit that won the national championship. But she's just, I think she's got a chance to be really, really good. She plays both ends of the court. Very strong, broad shoulders, quick hands, loves contact, Andrew. Just one of those players that, she can get to the line. I watch them play. She'll get to the line 14 times in a game. She seeks out contact, very strong, good spin move inside. Really nice handles, and then she can shoot the three, and she's got a quick release. So, but I like her because she plays both ends of the floor. She's a really good defender.
Now Ohio, you're the bane of Ohio coaches' existence, landing 2 5-star prospects out of the state of Ohio. Grace Van Sluten, the number 13 player in the country, one of the top players at her position in the entire country. What does she bring to the table?
Again, versatility. You know, she at about 6'3", she can handle it. She shoots it like a guard. She's got good range. She's got a little bit of old school in her. She's a little bit of Kevin McHale down low. Lots of, you know, great footwork, good moves, finishes either hand. But what I like about her is Grace can get a rebound and go coast to coast and not only finish, she can make a play for, you know, for a teammate. So, I, you know, very versatile and really athletic. You go watch them play and she'll try to dunk in warm-ups, you know, and she's getting pretty close. So she's an athletic player as well.
Chance Gray, the headliner of the class in terms of ranking, again, all 4 players, very, very special talents. Chance Gray is the number 7 player in the country, the number 2 point guard, and is the highest rated prospect Oregon signed other than Sabrina Ionescu. So high praise for her. What does she bring to the table? I imagine, based on your history recruiting high IQ, unselfish point guards, she's got some of that in her.
Yeah, she's combination. You know, she's going to be really comfortable at the point. I think she's one of the best, if not the best player in the country in transition. I love her game in transition. She usually makes the smart play, can finish, can shoot it, but she has got a high IQ and is very unselfish in transition. But she can shoot it. She's got range. She can attack the basket. She can score at all 3 levels. And I just like her. She's got a high basketball IQ. And so, you know, and I've been fortunate to coach Sabrina and Courtney Vandersloot and Maite Cazorla. Those are 3 WNBA point guards. And she's got a chance to be in that same kind of category, I think.
You know, it's a good thing. It does sound a little bit like a broken record, but it is what you recruit. High basketball IQ. You like unselfish players. You like high IQ basketball. How important is instilling that unselfishness and that smart basketball into your program when it isn't just going to be one player that's going to score 30 a night?
Well, for me, it's critical because that's part of our recruitment process. If they come on campus or if when you're talking to them, they're concerned about, you know, being the freshman of the year or how many touches am I going to get or how many minutes am I going to get? It's probably not going to work here. So you look at every player that we've signed over the last, you know, since I've been here, they almost always come from winning programs, state championship programs. They know how to win. They know how to compete. They know what they're supposed to do, you know, to win. And I think all of these come in with that same mentality. And certainly when you're recruiting point guards, they've got to have it because, hey, you know, they're big time in high school, Andrew, you know that. And now they've got to come and be a part, you know, and then grow into a role that might be bigger and bigger as they go along. But sometimes it's tough, especially in the elite programs, for freshmen to come in and impact immediately. But I think they all got that opportunity. And now we'll see, you know, what happens.
Speaking of that elite program, I want to get you out on this. Coach Graves, the head basketball coach of the Oregon women's basketball team. Who is there a standout right now in terms of somebody who all offseason's done things right? I know this team's very talented. You've got a ton of talent on this team, and they're definitely going to once again compete for a Pac-12 title. But maybe an unheralded player that's really kind of turned the corner for this program here in the offseason.
Well, I'm going to give you 2. I think, 1, she kind of had to jump onto the scene late last year and start for us down the stretch and in the NCAA tournament. Maddie Shear, she's playing great basketball. She's our best defender and running the point. We've been able to run Tahina and India Rogers off the ball because Maddie's so good and so unselfish. And then the other one, man, keep this name. You know, our fans that have seen us know what I'm talking about, but Filipina Che, 6'8". She's from Ghana, but she went to a prep school in Toronto. I'm telling you, every game you see her, she just improves more and more. The other night in our opener, she had 10 defensive rebounds in 13 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she is an impact, you know, and in one of our exhibition games, even though it was an exhibition game, I think she went 9 for 10 from the field, finished with 18. But, you know, knocked down a mid-range jumper the other night, hit her free throws. She's really I'm telling you, got a chance to be, I think, a really, really good player. So you see growth every game, and that's what's important to me.
Very nice. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. We always appreciate you. Best of luck with the season. I'm sure we'll have you on at some point during the year to talk about it.
Andrew, thanks for having me, buddy.
Of course. Had to have him on. Number one recruiting class in the country, and he did point out something that that Mario Cristobal does have a little bit of an advantage of in terms of getting the high praise in recruiting. He said, in the Pac-12 with women's basketball, he's keeping up with the Joneses. He signed the number one recruiting class in the nation. The Pac-12 is responsible for five of the top six recruiting classes in the nation. So if he'd only signed three of these four, he might have finished fifth and been fourth in his own conference. Whereas Mario Cristobal finishes with the number 5, 6, 7 recruiting class in the nation, and he could probably take out 5, 6 4-star prospects and still finish some years number one in the Pac-12 conference. Now, that's a credit to Mario. That's not a shot. It just speaks to kind of the gap right now that Mario Cristobal's built in football, whereas for Coach Graves, and he's being humble about it, he's like, man, I got to recruit at this level just to keep up with the conference. That's how good they are. It's unbelievable. And I know women's basketball is not everybody's favorite thing to dwell on, and sorry, I think it's fascinating. And if you're going to sign the number one recruiting class in the nation, and Oregon State's going to sign the number three recruiting class in the nation that week, at least we're going to talk about it, because it's pretty special.
One thing I think that, because we've had him on a couple of times on this show, there is no coach that I have heard who is better at describing the players he just recruited,
right,
than Kelly Graves.
Yes.
Like, the way he describes each of those commits, it's like, oh, okay, that's what I can expect. Great. It's a perfect explanation. I loved it.
See, I always have, with any prospect,
kind of like Kevin McHale, like, whoa, okay.
Okay, I always have an idea in my head when you watch film, and you can't talk to the coaches until, you know, signing day about what they are. And then you hear them describe it, and it's always depressing to me when I'm like really off. Like, if I miss it, I'm like, oh man, that's pathetic. Like, my comp's not even close. And with Kelly Graves, often he has way more detail than I have, but I see everything he's talking about. In other words, he's not one of those coaches who overstates how good a player is. He'll say what they can do and what they can't do, and it really shows up on film. Like, you go, oh yeah, I see it, especially after he said it. Go back and watch film, and you're like, oh yeah, there's some Kevin McHale and Grace Van Sluten. I get it. And you might not thinking of it on your own, but once he says it, you're like, ah, yes, you're right. He is the best coach for that. That is one of my least favorite things about certain coaches. Nobody in particular, but it does bug me when a coach kind of refuses to go there. It's like, well, good athlete, we'll see what we can do with them. Really like him, great family. And it's like, okay, what is he? Is he a mauler? You know, is he a safety? Is he a receiver? What do you want to do with him? And I know some of that is fluid in football, but at the same time, give me some details. I want some details. Kelly Graves, great with that. Again, really exciting results, but really quiet. Oregon signed their four in women's basketball, number one class in the nation. Oregon State had four. They signed them. No problem. Number three in the nation. Oregon men's basketball is going to announce the signing of 2 5-stars tomorrow. It's not ho-hum. It's a great recruiting class, but it's all going as expected. Oregon football, a little different. Couple of decommitments. We've got some 5-star visitors this week. We've got kids who are visiting. Are they? Aren't they? Plenty to get to the rest of the show. That is next on Recruiting with Andrew Nimmick on 10 to the Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan, Odyssey app, and 1080thefan.com.
I gotta be honest, selfishly, I'm a little relieved that things went status quo during the early signing period for basketball and the other sports. Oregon women signed the number one recruiting class in the nation for basketball. Oregon State women's basketball signs the number three class in the nation, but all four of each of their commits signed as expected on the first day, no problem. Oregon State had a nice commit from the number one player out of Washington in men's basketball, Tyler Bilodeau. He signs. He's done. That's done. No worries. Great. Oregon is supposed to announce the signing of both of their five-star prospects tomorrow. How do I know? Because Kel-El Ware has a ceremony at his school, and Dior Johnson is also expected to sign tomorrow. So no issues there. Football this week has taken up a lot of my attention. Why? Because there's a whole lot going on in the world of recruiting. First and foremost, on the Oregon State side, they fire their defensive coordinator, Tim Tibisaar, which immediately forces me to take a look at whether or not Oregon State's defensive commits are solid. Anytime a defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, or head coach goes, you got to check in. So right away, I need to get in touch with Melvin Jordan, the number seven inside linebacker in the country. Great news there, Beaver fans. He is locked in. Why? Because Trent Bray, the linebacker coach, was his primary and has been his primary recruiter, and he just got a promotion. So he's actually excited about it. He's like, I didn't know Tibisaar that well. Trent Bray is my primary recruiter. He just got a promotion. So I'm thrilled for him. So that worked out nicely. Cha-ching. You got your guy. Things are a lot more complicated on the Oregon football beat for a number of reasons. Last week, we talked about the fact we had Josh Connerly on the show 2 weeks ago because both he and his dad said he's visiting Oregon that weekend. He ended up not taking a visit. I checked with him two Saturdays ago, and said, well, okay, so you had said maybe you'll visit for the game formerly known as the Civil War. He said, I might not visit then either. I'm not sure if I'm going to go to Oregon at all. Okay, so that's something to keep an eye on. I think if Michigan falters late, I think Oregon could get in the mix. But when a kid is like, I'm not even sure if I'm going to visit, Oregon is coming from behind and working from behind. It's possible. It's possible. With Mario Cristobal, anything is possible. But you have to watch it. And then I said the other big concern is that Kelvin Banks, your five-star offensive line commit out of Texas, was planning on visiting Texas A&M last weekend and is working on a possible visit to Texas. Guess what? Talked to Kelvin Banks this week. He didn't go. Not only did he not go, I asked if he had a makeup trip scheduled. He said no. I said, what's the deal right now with Texas A&M? And he said, that's pretty much done. So that's very encouraging if you're an Oregon Ducks fan. Because Kelvin Banks, you were worried a little bit about the threat of Texas A&M. And it sounds like Kelvin Banks said, I canceled my visit, I'm not rescheduling my visit, and it's pretty much done. That is music to Oregon fans' ears. That is hallelujah stuff. You're thrilled. Second part of that, though, I still might go to Texas. So Oregon's not completely out of the woods. But you had a kid go from, I'm not taking any other visits, to I'm definitely going to Texas A&M this weekend, to never mind, and not only that, Texas A&M is totally out of it. Which, by the way, tells me that Texas wasn't totally out of it when he said he was solid with Oregon and it was done. If the new update is Texas A&M is pretty much done and I'm out of it, it means a week ago they weren't out of it. So that is something to watch. The other five-star bit of news is that five-star wide receiver Kevin Coleman is visiting Oregon this weekend. That's not surprising. I reported that about 2 weeks ago. But what's interesting and what continues to be interesting about Kevin Coleman, last week we had Brandon Huffman on the show and he said he was kind of a package deal with the number one recruit in the nation who's committed to Florida State. Okay, that's going to make things complicated. This week, Kevin Coleman tweeted that he's a package deal with two other players, both of whom are committed to, I believe, different schools. Neither of whom are being recruited by Oregon. Neither of whom are committed to Florida State.
As you said a week or two ago, the package deal thing, though, is kind of a nobody actually does that.
It just muddies the waters, and it's very complicated. And the more we see this stuff where guys are committed, okay, not committed, I'm going to visit, I'm not going to visit, I'm a package deal with this guy, I'm not a package deal with this guy, my head's spinning. I got to be honest. When I've got Kelvin Banks telling me I'm visiting Texas A&M, no, never mind, they're out of it, okay, that's a couple different stories that I've got to keep up with. When Kevin Coleman says I'm visiting Oregon, great. Then he's maybe a package deal with the number one recruit in the nation, okay. Nope, not with those guys. Two totally different players, okay.
Where is Kevin Coleman from?
Missouri.
Okay. I was going to say, because the guest we had on the other week who told you he was visiting and then wasn't visiting was from Texas. And then Kelvin Banks is from Texas. And I was like, is this like a Texas recruit thing?
No,
like they're
not
just all over the place?
No, but what it is, and I'm glad you put some context on it. This is what happens in football when kids don't commit early. Early commits mostly stay, barring coaching changes, barring major collapses by a program or a major surge by another program they're interested in. In other words, if they picked Ohio State over Texas and Ohio State has a year where they go 2-10, they didn't, and Texas goes 11-1, that might get a kid to flip, even if there's no coaching change. But unless there's like dramatic changes in record between two favored schools or there's a coaching change, guys who commit early are pretty solid. Guys who are uncommitted, by definition, aren't sure. And because they aren't sure, and because they're young, and the pressure gets cranked up as you get closer to signing day, there's a lot more nuance to following their recruitment. Every once in a while, you hear rumors of a girlfriend being involved. Every once in a while, you hear things about mom likes this school, dad likes this school, dad is the power player in the family, so that's probably where he's leaning. That's where this kind of stuff starts to play. That's where this kind of stuff comes into the fold. You know, with JT Tuimoloau, his dad really, really liked the big-time programs, the Alabama, Ohio State. And his dad was really influential in his recruitment. That's one of the reasons it was always going to be really, really hard for Oregon to win in the JT Tuimoloau sweepstakes, was that dad wanted him at a proven slam-dunk NFL producer with the current staff. And this is what Oregon fan has struggled with a little bit. You don't get to count Eric Armstead and DeForest Buckner when you talk about the development of defensive linemen at your school. It's not that historically they didn't go to your school. It's that on the recruiting trail, the coaches that are on your staff didn't develop them or recruit them. People have a hard time with that. Oregon actually, in the JT Tuimoloau sweepstakes, got more credit for Von Miller than they did DeForest Buckner, Eric Armstead. Why? Because Coach DeRuiter developed and recruited Von Miller at Texas A&M. Your tradition within your coach, within your program, has more to do with the coaches in your program than the guys who actually were recruited and graduated from your program. Why do the Bosas and Chase Young count? Because a lot of the coaches at Ohio State are still the coaches at Ohio State. Why does Nick Saban get a ton of credit for 15 years of guys? Because Nick Saban's been around that whole time. That's why it's so incredibly impressive that Oregon's done as well as they have at wide receiver. Yes, they have some development at other places. Oregon has no tradition, But Oregon's coaching staff doesn't have some lengthy, crazy tradition of developing elite wide receivers. Coach Brian McClendon deserves tremendous credit for recruiting Todd Gurley and Nick Chubb to Georgia. He's been a great recruiter, but he hasn't recruited a tremendous number of elite wide receivers. So anytime you buck that tradition, not only at your program, but with your coaching staff, you are recruiting the heck out of a position because your development follows you and your tradition follows you second. DeForest Buckner and Eric Armstead are secondary pieces on the recruiting trail for Oregon. Chase Young, Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa for Ohio State, they're primary because not only did they go to Ohio State, but the coaches that developed them are still there. It matters. So it's been a whirlwind week in recruiting. Are they visiting? Aren't they visiting? And that's where things get complicated, and that's where I traditionally slow down on making predictions because I don't want to lead you astray. I do think Oregon gets Darius Clemens, the All-American Bowl wide receiver out of Westview High School. I think that happens. I feel strongly about it. I felt strongly about it since the day Nicholas Anderson decommitted. I tweeted that. Unofficially, I think this is going to end up being a Nicholas Anderson for Darius Clemens swap. I think you're okay with that if you're an Oregon fan. I think the Isaiah Setenga to Arkansas news surprised Oregon's coaching staff. I think that's a disappointing loss. I think if you're Oregon, you hope you can get Kevin Coleman. And he's saying all the right things. I told you that a week ago. Kevin Coleman's going to say all the right things. But also, he says all the right things about a lot of schools, and you never really know what to make of it. He's a package deal with three other players, none of whom are committed to or being recruited by Oregon. So you go, okay, well, that's not good. And then he says Oregon's his dream school. He's liking and sharing offers that Oregon gives out on social media. That's a good sign. But also he's rumored to be favoring Florida State, where one of the package deal guys he's with is already committed. If you know what to make of that, make your prediction. I think this visit could go a long way, but even if five-star wide receiver Kevin Coleman were to commit on his visit this weekend, I would still say, that's wonderful, wait until he signs. Wait until he signs. He's from across the country, and the messaging out of that camp has been all over the map. So it's a wait and see. We're in a lot of wait and see territory. Kelvin Banks saying all the right stuff. I'm committed to Oregon. I'm not visiting Texas A&M anymore. But I might visit Texas. Okay. Wait and see. Josh Connerly says he's interested in Oregon. He was on this show and called Oregon his dream school. The next day said, I don't think I'm visiting Oregon. Okay. Fair enough. Wait and see. Anybody who's making wild predictions right now saying they're getting this guy, they're not getting this guy, they're getting this guy, they're not getting this guy, is probably leading you astray. I think Oregon's got a great shot with Cyrus Moss, who's one of the top edge rushers in the country. I think that happens. I predicted that 8 months ago. Still think that happens. We'll see. The longer it goes, the less certain I am. But I think Oregon's in a good spot. Darius Clemens, I think they get. Now let's wait and see. Do they hang on to Kelvin Banks? I think they've got a pretty good chance. We'll have to wait and see. Kevin Coleman, wait and see. Again, as predictable as the early signing period was in basketball, I think we're facing a month of not really being too sure what's going to happen on the recruiting trail from the Ducks. Mario Cristobal's an elite recruiter. He'll probably land someone you don't expect. Oregon recruited a ton of talent from outside their region. They're probably going to lose another player or two. It's just the way it works. Who are those players? Unfortunately, I'm not real sure. And I bet Oregon's not real sure either. I think Isaiah Setenga, the decommitment, who's flipped to Arkansas, I think that one surprised him. I do. I don't think Nicholas Anderson surprised him. I think they knew that was coming, and Darius Clemens potentially could fill into that spot. We'll see. It's going to be an interesting run down the end. Keontae Scott, number one junior college corner in the entire country. Visited Oregon. Loved his visit to Oregon. He's got a top 11, top 12. There's a long way to go in that recruitment. Oregon could finish anywhere from 6th to 14th in the end of this recruiting cycle. I think it's almost a guarantee they finish with the number one recruiting class in the Pac-12 for the fourth straight year and only the fourth time in school history. But if you're predicting anywhere from 6th to 14th with any confidence, good for you. Because I think there are a lot of moving pieces. We'll see. Predictions for this week. We haven't done that in a while. Oregon Ducks, Oregon State Beavers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Predictions next on Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan, Odyssey app, and 1080thefan.com.
All right, quickly, Oregon Ducks football, Oregon State Beavers football. Beavers hosting Stanford. Who you got, Mike Lynch?
The Beavs have got to get off the schneid and win this game, and Stanford doesn't have their quarterback. They've fallen off a cliff since the Oregon game, but the Beavs also lost to Cal in Colorado, so I don't know. The Beavs have to win this.
All right, what's your prop bet?
I don't have a prop bet.
Okay. Yeah, I think Oregon State ends up winning this game by around 10 points. I think they get the win. Look for things to be a little discombobulated on defense and simplified, but just with a defensive coordinator being gone, they'll go pretty vanilla, I would guess, under Coach Trent Bray in week one. Oregon against Washington State. Can I just say the spread's too high?
Is way too high.
Oregon doesn't close out on anybody.
And Washington State's been playing better.
I think this is a dangerous trap level game for Oregon. I would say be very, very wary of the Cougs here. I do think Oregon gets the win. I will say Oregon wins it by like 9.
Oregon by 6.
All right. Thank you for listening to Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan. Next week, a recap of a couple of 5-star visitors. Jabari Johnson also visiting, by the way, the number 10 quarterback in the nation. So a lot to watch. And also, probably finalizing the Oregon men's basketball recruiting class, because they have the number 13 and number 14 players in the country currently committed, haven't announced them for signing. They should do that tomorrow. Dior Johnson, who was the number 1 point guard in the nation when he committed, and Kel Elware, who has skyrocketed up the rankings and on Rivals is actually higher than Dior Johnson now. Both of those guys, elite talents, hopefully signed, sealed, and delivered tomorrow. Remember, 5-star wide receiver Kevin Coleman visiting this weekend. Definitely worth checking out. Thank you for listening to Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan. Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!